I go to the next verse now to conclude our study this morning and believe that this will be fulfilled the same way as well. Look at verse 27. And he, now who is the he? The he has to refer back to someone. It does not refer back to the Messiah because that is too far away, but it refers back to, in verse 26, the prince that shall come. The prince that shall come is not talking about the Messiah. The prince that shall come is talking about an individual of chapter 9, verse 27, who is going to do certain things. Confirm a peace agreement with many for 1 week is what he's going to do. It's talking, and by the way, the people of Jesus didn't destroy the temple. They didn't tear up the city of Jerusalem. It's who did that? The Romans under General Titus, 70 AD, marching off the Mount of Olives, across the Kidron Valley, onto the Temple Mount. By the way, fulfilling a prophecy that Jesus gave 40 years almost to the day earlier, in 30 AD when he went to the heavenlies. 70 AD, they destroyed the temple like he said. Remember when he walked out, Matthew 24? This temple's not going to be standing. It won't be a stone upon a stone. I have stood right there. In fact, on the Daniel papers, I talked to the leading archaeologists of the Temple Mount area. Mayor Bendova is his name. I said, Mayor, do you know any stone from the second temple, Herod's temple, standing upon another on this building, on this platform? No, not a one. Jesus' prophecy was fulfilled. Now, the he is referring back to the prince that shall come. The prince that shall come, his people shall destroy the city. It was the Romans. And out of the Roman Empire, remember yesterday, chapter 7, the 10 horns, and verse 8 says, and a little horn shall come. He will subdue 3 of the other horns and come to power. That is the Antichrist. Look what it says in verse 27. He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. That means there are 3 ingredients needed in this 7-year period of time. After the rapture of the church, 3 ingredients needed in this 7-year period of time. By the way, when the rapture of the church takes place, this 7 years does not start immediately. There will be a period of time between the rapture of the church and the beginning of this 7 years. 3 things have to happen first. Number 1, those 10 horns must develop into the revived Roman Empire. I believe we emphasized yesterday how close that could be. Number 2, out of those 10 horns comes the little horn. The Antichrist must appear. Did you hear what I just said? Antichrist doesn't appear until after the rapture of the church. And until after the 10 horns come into existence, establish themselves at a confederation of units, then the little horn, the Antichrist, comes. What's the third thing that has to happen? He will confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. That covenant, that peace agreement, must be in place. And then that starts the clock ticking on that 7-year period of time. How long is this going to be? Day, week, month, year, 10 years? I don't know. I don't think it'll be very long. I think it'll be a very short time because the infrastructure for everything is in place, ready to happen. The Antichrist. I told you yesterday, I have an idea who the Antichrist is. The book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 18, gives us the number of the Antichrist, 666. That number of the Antichrist, 666, if you took the alphabet and wrote A to Z over here and 6 to 156 over here, A, 6, B, 12, C, on down the line, set up your system, and then you reached in and took out 9 letters out of the alphabet and added up their corresponding number, you would get 666. The letters to take out are K-I-S-S-I-N-G-E-R. You know what I think that means? Absolutely nothing. Everybody's reaching. And as I continued to spell the name, I could hear, kiss, 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 kiss. like a wave going across the audience. I love it when a plan comes together. A couple of the preachers in the building closed their Bibles and said, "This is it, man. He's finished." Look, remember what I said yesterday? I said, I have an idea as to who the Antichrist is, and if you'll come tomorrow, I'll tell you what the Bible has to say about the Antichrist. I didn't tell you who I was going to think it is. I said, I'll tell you what the Bible says. Doesn't matter who I think it is. RONALDWILSONREAGAN. Ronald Wilson Reagan, 666. Don't think he's the Antichrist. I've done everything I can to get BILCLINTON. I can't work it out. I don't know what the deal is. I'm sure that must be, but oh, God bless you, sir. But the Antichrist, he is coming on the scene. The Antichrist. Just keep your finger here. Man, we got to hurry. The time is moving. Go to Revelation chapter 13 just for a second. I'll just touch base with this. I have a whole series, The Age of the Antichrist, back there, but let me just touch base. I believe the Antichrist is alive. The individual who is going to be the body that will be energized by Satan, I believe, is alive. Why do I say that? Because I believe he's been alive, or God has allowed an individual body to be available, Satan having chose that individual throughout the period of time at any point when Jesus Christ could have come back. Because it says after he comes back, the Antichrist will appear. The rapture of the church could not be many, 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 many years before all of this unfolds. So I don't think I'm speculating beyond what the Word would allow me to do. I don't believe in, well, I do believe in sanctified speculation, but not sensational speculation.